Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Bosch, a TV series on Amazon Prime Video. Starting to watch the latest season of Bosch on Amazon Prime Video felt a bit like slipping on an old jacket that's well-worn and comfortable. For 7 years, Bosch has been a staple on Amazon, presenting one of the best cop shows I've seen in a long time. Perhaps it's not as good as The Wire, not as gritty or violent, but it's got a similar feel, a similar texture. Bosch was the very first series that Amazon produced, following a period when Amazon subscribers could view pilots and vote on their favorites. It faithfully reproduces the atmosphere and character of Michael Connelly's novels, and Titus Welliver, who plays Harry Bosch, seems destined for this role. The Wire comparison isn't just an impression. It comes from the lineage of people attached to the show. Eric Overmyer, who was one of the people behind The Wire, developed and produces Bosch. Two of the main actors in Bosch were also in The Wire. Jamie Hector, who plays Bosch's partner Jerry Edgar, was the drug kingpin Marlo Stanfield. And Lance Reddick, who was police chief Irvin Irving, was Cedric Daniels, initially a police lieutenant in The Wire, who advanced to become commissioner. There's even a joke about The Wire in one episode of the new season. But the comparison stops there. Bosch is more like a standard police procedural than The Wire. Homicide detective Hieronymus Bosch, known as Harry, is an obdurate, cynical detective who still, after more than 30 years on the force, does things his way rather than follow rules. Readers of the novels will be familiar with his stubbornness and tenacity, and again, Titus Welliver portrays this perfectly. There are a lot of secondary characters in Bosch. Harry's daughter Maddie, some lawyers, lots of police officers, and sometimes the side plots seem a bit contrived, as if they're designed to make sure all the actors get screen time. Obviously, in a novel where there's a lot more time, all of this makes sense, but sometimes in the series it feels gratuitous. Nevertheless, this is a wonderful series, and if you've never watched it, now is a good time. This is the final season, but there will be a spin-off series to air on IMDb TV in the US and on Amazon Prime Video in other countries, which has just started production. If you've read the novels, then you know why the series is spinning off, but no spoilers. Bosch loves jazz and listens to vinyl on high-end audio equipment, and I'll link to an episode of my music podcast, The Next Track, where we interviewed Michael Connelly about his use of music in the novels and TV series. Bosch on Amazon Prime Video. Links in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.